Hi, Wendy. Wendy, my name is Paul.
Hi.
I'm the regional pricing director. Hi, happy Tuesday. James wanted me to get on the line here to, of course, answer any questions that you have and get you the details. How's your day going so far?
It's going.
Good. Well, I did want to ask you, did you have any questions for me at this point?
Yeah, I want to know the cost of it.
Okay. So it's still going to be a comprehensive package. I would want to include Facebook ads as well, so that you're getting residential and commercial clients throughout your entire service area. It's going to be a flat rate on a month-to-month basis of $249.00. That is the exact amount, so of course no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees or anything like that.
Okay.
Everything's still offered on a month-to-month basis. Of course, you'll still get the detailed reporting and tracking so you can see exactly how much work you're getting, where it's coming from. And, of course, like I said, this is going to be Facebook, Yelp, Superpages, Apple Maps, Google and Bing, and that paid Facebook ad component. I know that you're doing residential and commercial, but did you have a preference of one over the other? Or you kind of like an even mix?
An even mix is good.
Okay, good. When we get your phone ringing, is this the number that you'd want your customers to call?
Yes.
Is it a good number for us to reach you to?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Now, as far as promoting the business, it's service-based, right? There's no physical address that you would want to promote online? Okay,
no.
Gotcha. And no active website currently?
No.
That's okay. You do have photos, though, of your services, like before and after photos and things like that, that we could use to build a new website for you?
Not really. I don't usually...
Okay.
I mean, it's just cleaning gutters, you know, it's not...
Right. Well, I mean, if there's any photos, I mean, we do want you to have a website, and the website's going to be included at no additional cost, so we'll build that website, host it, maintain it, update it for you.
Before they did, you know, background check and all that,
uh-huh.
Do you want to bring in?
Well, The business would be PIN verified. The process is pretty straightforward, though. Is the business currently licensed and insured?
Yeah.
Oh, then there won't be any problem or issues with that. Google just wants to make sure that the businesses that are on the first page are actual businesses that, when called for services, would go out and provide those services, do a fair job at a fair price, and everything.
I know Google was saying they were telling me last time. They had all of my info and everything. They just wanted me to get something to prove that the business was mine. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know what they were asking for, but.
Is there a service vehicle, a dedicated service vehicle at all?
No.
Okay, that's okay. Any business cards or, I mean, you said it was licensed and insured. Is it?
Yeah, I have a business license. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I have insurance.
That's all you really need.
Yeah, I had all that, and they wanted another, something else to prove that it was mine. It was my business. They wanted something with my address and my name on it.
I don't know.
Well, so that's why I stopped working with you guys, because that was holding me up. I don't know why those papers I had weren't good enough for them, but.
Yeah, the process has changed a bit. I mean, it's been... You're with us for back in April and May, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the process has changed a bit since then. It's a little bit more streamlined.
Do you have a phone? Okay, can you hold on a second?
Oh, of course.
I'm on my way to work or to a job, and
okay.
I have to put the address in my phone. Hold on. Okay. Oops. I think I hung up. Oh, no, I didn't. Okay. I gotta learn how to work this phone. It's ridiculous. Okay.
I never heard this speech. I'll tell this. It's 12 minutes. 30. You go right on Grant. Okay. I don't know. If we're at, and then, I don't know, I can't tell. Hello?
Oh, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, sorry, I just got a new phone, an Apple phone.
Oh.
I switched from Android to Apple, and I don't know what my phone.
That's okay.
It's a little different.
It is a little different, yeah. You'll
like,
you'll get
the
wrong
thing.
Of it.
Yeah.
Right. So, did you have any additional questions?
No. I mean, that's about it.
Okay. And then you said this is a good number. Is the email address still the same, guttergirls650@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. So it is, like I said, a flat rate. It's going to be the $249. That's month to month. There's no contract, and I'm waiving the setup fee. Website's going to be included. We're happy to build a new website for you. I do still need to read a voice verification. Are all the services still the same? I think we might still schedule you for a client interview just to make sure that everything's still accurate,
okay,
current, consistent. It takes about a half an hour. Would you be available for that call later today?
Yeah, later today, yeah.
Okay. So looks like three, anywhere from 1, 2, or 3 if you want something in the afternoon. There's also 11 o'clock.
I'll be working at 11, so later.
2 or 3?
Anytime after 12 is fine, yeah.
Okay, or the 1?
Yeah, that's fine.
1 o'clock? Okay, we'll schedule it,
yeah,
from 1 o'clock. It'll be scheduled from 1 o'clock until 2. It's about a half-hour phone call, so it might get to you a little bit after 1. And if I'm in between calls, I'll be on that call, too, just to, you know, introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. I know that you've been through this process before, but I do still need to read the voice verification. Of course, it gets recorded,
uh-huh,
through the computer, attaches to your account, so you know it's a month-to-month service, that we're waiving your setup fee, that we are including Facebook ads, but it's the flat rate of $249. Again, the voice verification is recorded, Wendy, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is pretty straightforward, and it does read as follows. I'm required to read it, so let me get through it quickly here. But stop me if you have any questions, and I'll get through it as fast as I can without being rude. I know you're working. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Wendy, this part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you state the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Gutter Girls.
Perfect. That's how I have it. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Wendy Clark, owner.
Okay. And then, Wendy, as the owner of Gutter Girls, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Of course, it's our job to make sure that people are seeing you online and able to pick up the phone and call you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from my company and from your potential clients. Ms. Clark, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And it says, in hiring local splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you will always continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement, anything new moving forward. Of course, it's still month to month. And that is, of course, so that we can make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. And, of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services we're already providing. And we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Wendy, that's fair
okay.
enough, right? Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And then with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, waiving your setup fee, even with the website included and it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including any setup fee, would be charged today's date, the 14th of November, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00, and Wendy, that $249 is a fixed flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches. And, of course, in this case, we're including paid Facebook ads. If those are included, my company will incur the hard cost of that social media campaign. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 14th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $249.00. And, again, that rate will never go up on you. We're including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That means we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. The service is offered on a month-to-month basis, no contract, and completely at will, which of course means that at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can discontinue the agreement altogether. You can also pause the service, whether you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Wendy, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Wendy, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. That actually does conclude the voice verification. And then that initial payment of $249, is that going to be with the card that we have on file, or did you want to update
no.
that billing information? Okay.
Give me just get it updated.
All right. Is this particular card a MasterCard, Visa, Amex Discover?
A Visa.
A Visa. Is the name on the card your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Both. Any middle initial or just Wendy Clark?
Wendy M. Clark.
You said M like
M
Mary, not okay.
Yes.
M, not N. Okay, and then you said
M, yeah.
You said it was a Visa. That should start with a 4.
Yes.
I'm actually
yes.
ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay, 4259.
Mm-hmm.
0720.
Okay.
5390.
Okay.
7829.
All right, and then the expiration month and year?
1027.
10 of 2027. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
394.
394. So you said 394, 394. And then you said October of 2027, 10 of 27.
Yes.
The card itself was at 4259-0720. 5390-7829.
Yes.
Does that bill at the 13221 Franklin Ave, 94040?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does, of course, have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. You may already have it. Did you want me to give you the client support information?
Yes, please.
Okay, and you have a pen handy. It's going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a client support mm-hmm. agent. Wendy, of course, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is Pacific time. You can email the support team directly. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You will receive that information by email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on that invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Of course, you'll receive that link by text message as well. You have already been through that process, but when you receive the new link, we do want you to go ahead and click on a couple of boxes, one to accept SMS or text messages through the computer, and one to verify that you are the holder and signer of the card. You're going to want to then type in your first name with the middle initial and your last name. Now, there's not going to be a period after the M, and of course, the W, M, and C are all capitalized as it is case sensitive. You can, of course, copy and paste it, and if you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after it. Now, it will give you a username and a password option to type it in, but that's just our automated system asking you to log into your tracking system, which it thinks you're trying to do. Your username is still going to be your phone number, area codes included, but just numbers, 650-713-9380. You'll get a new default password in the next couple of days once your tracking system is active. You can use it to access your account, and if you like, you can change your tracking or change your username. Now, we do have a security question on file here. Did you want to keep it the same? It's the city you were born in, which, of course, is Hollywood.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll keep that. And then we're going to schedule that follow-up call at 1 o'clock. I'm going to send you a calendar invite to your email inbox. And, again, it's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That's client interview in English. And it's going to have your username, your name, and your phone number. And at noon, you should receive also a reminder email through our automated system that that call is scheduled at 1. But, again, it's scheduled from 1 to 2. That'll get to you just a few minutes after 1. I hope I'm available between phone calls when they're ready to call you. I'd be happy to speak with you again. Real pleasure. Welcome back. We're excited to get things going for you. And, of course, looking forward to getting your phone ringing and earning your business 1 month at a time.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Wendy. You take care, Ms. Clark. We'll talk to you in that 1 o'clock hour.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thanks again. Bye-bye.